This is Frank Bloom with the Smell Along for the 36.5 scent that I created for the exhibition. Sarah and I know each other since 2015 when she came to the Netherlands for her Dutch version of the 36.5 project. Since then, we have been working together, collaborating on various things for the 36.5 project. I'm a scent creator. I work with smells, fragrances, perfumes, make all kinds of smells for musea, artists that want to work with smell, and also I have my own company. And I created for this specific occasion 36.5 scent, a scent that will bring you into watching the videos that are in the big room presented next to each other. It's six big screens, and what the scent will help you do is to get a bit more in the act of standing there in the water, joining Sarah in her attempt to stand in the water for 12 hours. The scent itself will last 12 hours at least, not so strongly as you smell it at first. When you drip it on your hand, on the palm of your hand, it has a very presentness of the sea, and later on it fades, it goes into different directions, it smells differently, and in the end you're left with the smell of the base notes on your skin, and they can go quite long, so even till 12 hours you can still smell traces of the smell on your skin. I'll guide you a bit through the experience, through the smell experience. When you put it on, at first you get this whiff of dimethylsulfide. It's a molecule that emits from the sea in big amounts, and it will many species in the sea produce this smell component. And it's also what makes you, when you go towards the sea, when you want to go to the sea at a certain point, you smell it. You think, oh, now I smell the sea. That's the dimethylsulfide. Dimethylsulfide evaporates really fast, so it will not stay long with you. It will fill the air, but it will not stay too long on your hand. Other ingredients that you will be smelling, or other associations that you might get from smelling it, is also maybe some campfire-y associations, some smells of things that would pass by when you stand in the water, driftwood, other things that are not so natural, some maybe some waste or things floating there. It's not always pleasant what you encounter in the sea. The smell of ozone in the air. It's electricity in the air that causes ozone, and that has a very specific smell that you can smell. And it will all fade a bit more into this ambergris that you can trace. It's a product that is being released by sperm whales. It's chunks of fragrant material that are being used also in perfumes. That's also in here. And what smell also does, it evokes memories of your own. So probably you will also, by smelling, get some ideas, memories, or associations from the past, from your own past, that will merge into this experience. Which is a good thing, because an interesting thing of smell is that it is so closely connected to your own history and your own past. Special in this perfume is that there is a bit of water in it from all the spots in the world that Sarah stood in the water. So there was a water mix created, and a tiny bit of water went into this smell. So you have on your skin now also a bit of water from all these places over the world that you're watching. I hope that this smell will evoke some interesting thoughts, memories, association, experiences, and that it will help you to stay as long as possible in the exhibition.